Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday night, another night with the Don and Wynn Show, and this is Winfrey, my co-host, Don Newsom, is indisposed for about 5 minutes. In fact, what he's doing is he had to come on the show sober tonight, and I think he just took me seriously, and he decided he was going to have to drink some coffee, and he was giving me all this to talk about him, you know, prior to the show. So I'm not supposed to make fun of him, so I promise not to do that. But I hope he's not listening, because he'll be annoyed when he comes on. You know, Don is the boss of BBS Radio, and so I'm just an underling co-host, but he's a great guy. In any case, this is Winfrey. And, of course, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about for 5 minutes. This is not my normal show or my other shows, which is the Monday night conference call. You know, a topic of conversation that came up with a friend of mine today, which I thought sometimes when I talk to people, interesting things come out, and a really interesting thing came out. We were talking about self-esteem and that many people suffer from low self-esteem. And we were talking about my opinion about how to fix that. And I came up with something that I thought was really interesting and that I'll share it with you all tonight. And that is that the way to fix, and I'll tell you the truth, I don't know if there's another way to do this than this way. And if you do this, it will work. In order to fix your self-esteem, it means to feel good about yourself. And the way that one feels good about oneself is by creating real value for someone else. And everyone has the potential to do this. But oftentimes, we don't play out our opportunities. And so we sit around in, woe is me, why do I feel this way? You see, you have to train yourself, condition yourself to have value. And the way you do that, to create value for someone else. That's a very easy thing to do. And if you now think of your life, now perhaps you're not one of those people that have low esteem. I certainly have gone through my periods of low self-esteem, so I certainly understand for myself. I've watched my own process, and I say this has worked for me, and it's worked for other people that I've watched, so it's easy. All you have to do is think what is in your sphere right now. Who is in your sphere that you could change how they feel about themselves in some way? Maybe it's calling your Aunt Hattie and having a little chat. You know, think of something and, you know, obviously can't do this all day, but maybe make a discipline to do it once a day. Think of one thing to do once a day that changes the vibration of someone you know. It could even be going down and saying, okay, I'm going to find the most worthy guy out on the street begging for money and give him a dollar and then go home. Doesn't matter what it is, just so that you actually change the energy of where another human being is that day. Because as you do that every day, you are reprogramming your unconscious. How could you be unworthy if you're changing other people's vibrations? If you're increasing the value that other people have, their sense of joy for the day. It doesn't matter. If you're doing that, It has to come back to you, and it has to change your own attitude about yourself. Far better than saying, I am worthy, I am good, or, you know, self-affirmations. Not that they're bad, they're good to do those. But if you really do something worthy, you'll figure out that you're not worthy. Now, Don is not here yet. You know, sometimes it's awkward to come in on the first 5 minutes like this, because if I get into something, Don would be prone to interrupt me, and I'll lose my flow. So, on one hand, I don't want to get into anything too deeply. And then on the other hand, I want to be interesting to you guys. So, now I have to come up with something.
All right.
There he is. See that? Your perfect timing. I was just, you didn't hear me talk about you drinking coffee, did you?
Okay. I apologize for that, folks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Your voice is good tonight. Did you hear me while I was talking about you?
I didn't.
Thank goodness. God.
Hey, it's good to be here, folks. I was taking a call but just before the show and wound up being a little bit late.
You know what I told them, Don? It better come from me instead of someone else.
That's right.
I said Don promised that he was going to come on the show sober tonight, so he was drinking some coffee.
That's right. You got me sober now. But what can you do with me?
Well, Don, you're lovable even when you're not sober. Sometimes.
Okay.
What is the Don and Wynn show going to be about tonight?
Well, I don't know.
We don't have a guest on. And you've been wanting to do a show with me. You think we do our best shows when you and I bump horns. Is that it, bumping horns?
Well, I don't think so. You?
Well, sometimes we bump horns.
A little bit.
Yeah, you know. It's all right.
Makes it interesting.
It is.
I love you anyways.
Oh, forget loving me. Do it. Don't say it. Okay? But that's all right. You can say it. Because I can't control you. So if we were going to bump horns, what were we going to bump horns about? Let me say hello to your mom. Hi, Hildy. Listen, I expect to get an email from you, and I don't expect you to show any favoritism to your son tonight. But if he's right or I'm right, it doesn't matter. We trust your judgment. Go ahead, Don.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Keep going.
That was just my hello to your mom. Oh, yeah. Well,
you don't do very good without somebody to beat the words off of, do you?
No, you know, I do fine. You just
juggle along.
I was explaining to our audience, to our listening audience, that I was in a bit of a quandary, because if I really get into a zone of talking,
right,
you would come on and interrupt me. And so I said, why bother? You know? So now I have to figure out how to talk without getting into a zone, because Don will interrupt me.
Don will interrupt.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very capable of talking for an hour. I have to conduct for 4 hours, man. I do that. But I it's a matter of a zone. It's a flow. And now, you know, you and I can get into a flow. We actually have to do it.
It's tough, you know, especially considering when I'm here and I'm working and I'm running two schedules. See, I have helpers during the week, but during the weekend I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And the weekends are the toughest because I have two schedules, sometimes three. And doing that with one person is next to impossible, I'm starting to find. I mean, it used to be doable. But we've grown so much with so many phone calls, and if with the helpers not here during the week, it's tough. So weekends are a little bit crazy, and trying to change my routine and just bang, get into radio and get on the air, because my mind's a flutter with paperwork and Excel files and everything's going nuts and problems and this station and over here. And it's tough. I got to tell you, it's not easy for me to just click and go right into radio and say, hey guys, what kind of day have you had? How are you doing, Wynn? What should we talk about today? Hey, what's happening in politics? It's tough. But I've managed to do it. I mean, I love to have radio. I mean, if we had some form of a different schedule, or we were on a time where I had the workers in here during the week, it might be a little bit different. But since we're at this time slot, it does. It makes it tough.
Why don't you have Seth come in for 2 hours during our show?
Why?
Well, then you would be able to do a good show.
Well, I'm going to have someone else in here, actually. We're hiring someone else.
Are you? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's frustrating to do a show. I always say this. Things are about group energy, right? Everything's about group energy.
That's right.
It's like when you and I come together and you are really dispersed and you're thinking about this or that or the other thing, or drunk, and we don't want to say that. Your mother's listening. Hildy, he really wasn't drunk. He just had a beer or something. But
hey, I love a good drink. I got to tell you, I'm a party animal. I work harder than most people I know, but if I get a chance, I'm going to cut loose. I can't get out of here, so I cut loose on the air. Hey, and I enjoy it. I don't get to do it that often, but every now and again, I'll suck a few back and get right on the air with you. I wear myself on my sleeve.
Are you still playing the same intro that you played that sound like I've got the fog horns on it?
Yeah.
And then that's not you cutting loose at the end of the intro, is it?
You like that, do you?
It sounds like somebody's
just for you.
Huh?
I made it just for you.
You did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I really did.
You did. Well, you never played it for me.
I love you.
Huh? I don't know if I like that intro. Do you like it?
I think it's you.
It's me.
I made it for you.
It's not me. It's you.
No,
Believe me. I made it
for you, so it must be you. I don't quite understand your reasoning there at all.
It was a case of projection. Listen.
It's you.
Okay, listen. Why don't you play it right now, and let's have our listeners call up and vote on whether it's me or it's you. You ready? Can you cue it up?
Can I do that? Sure.
Let's do it.
First, all right.
Probably nobody will call because who could stand listening to us? But
I'll put it on.
In case anyone's...
There you go.
Hildy, you
I think
tell
they're
us.
Hearing you. I can't tell because... Hold on, let's see. There we go. All right. You didn't hear it, though, did you?
I can't hear it, but I've heard it.
Yeah. I think I played it over the air.
It's got two tugboats and a fart at the end of it, right?
I don't know. That's not really a fart, actually.
Pardon me?
That wasn't a fart.
It wasn't?
No, not at all.
Well, it sounds like one.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don and Wynn Show.
The Wynn and Don Show.
I'm not even going
to claim my own show. Just remember, it's the Wynn and Don Show, folks. There we go. Someone's calling in, so here...
Pick it up. They're going to tell us...
They're on the air. You're on the air with Don and Wynn.
It is. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's Wynn.
Bang. There we go. 100% for the good right now.
Who's, is that Dennis?
It is.
You jerk. What does Jara say? Okay?
Only listeners, so you gotta go with our vote.
Listen, Jara, you said you weren't gonna listen to the show anymore. What are you doing listening?
What did you say?
I'm not sure.
I didn't catch that, Wynn.
I said, Jara, you said you weren't gonna listen to our show anymore.
Well, yeah. I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
I had a drink, so I'm back.
I'm back, and I brought Mini-Me.
You're addicted.
Love you guys. Thank you. You know, you're right on. That is win. Mm-hmm. I made it for him.
Oh, you know what?
I made the exit for him, too.
We, like that.
Yeah.
hey, Dennis. Dennis?
Yes.
Would you like to tell our audience a joke tonight?
Our audience a what?
A joke.
Oh, a joke.
Tell them a joke.
Listen.
That's a good idea.
You've come up with this whole comedy routine for your show, so I'm giving you a little promotion in the middle of our show.
Dream Path.
Yeah, Dream Path.
Well, you know, when you're listening to Dream Path, just about anything can happen. It can happen right here and right now if you like. But if we do this right on the air live, this isn't taped, so I don't know if I can be funny.
Dennis, we're not going to charge you for this. Normally you say, well, I'm going to be on the air live. this is your free chance, Dennis. Now, come on. Don't blow it. We're going to impress Don. Come on.
I'm always on free fall. See, if I actually tried to tell a joke, I don't know the last time I've actually told one. If things are in a certain way.
I couldn't tell a joke to save my life. That's a fact. I mean, if it's a scripted joke and I got to say it, I bomb. I just cannot. And what's even more interesting, I can't remember any of the jokes that were ever told to me.
I can't remember any jokes. I can only remember the first couple of lines, like, why did the chicken cross the road, or knock, knock. But after that...
after that, it's gone.
Now, I remember this old joke when I was a kid. Do you remember Pepsodent toothpaste?
Pepsodent toothpaste.
This is too old for you, Don. You're not going to understand the joke. Da. Why did the moron flush the toilet?
Why did the...
Moron. Remember the moron jokes?
Yeah.
And the knock-knock jokes? You remember those? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Ach.
Ach who?
Gesundheit.
Woo! That one definitely brought the house down.
I'm telling you, him and his octopus jokes. You know, here's a goodie. An oldie, but a goodie. And it was one that Wynn told when we first got on the air. Wynn, why don't you extrapolate on that for a bit?
Well, you know,
You haven't done that one for a while.
Well, you know, one time I was thinking of being a comedian, and I decided I wouldn't live long, so I quit my aspirations. But I made up about 10 jokes, okay? I figured I would really know I was successful when somebody would tell me one of my own jokes. I would know. You ever wonder how those jokes get around? They got to be really good to get word of mouth, huh? Nobody goes on television and says, here's the jokes, go tell your friends. Somehow or another, jokes get around. So this is one of my jokes that nobody ever told me. Do you know what a poor typist and a horny homosexual have in common?
It's got to be something.
Dennis?
What's the first part?
What does a poor typist...
A typist?
A poor typist.
Poor typist.
Yeah.
And a horny homosexual.
And a horny homosexual have in common?
Yes.
A poor typist.
That's Jara. She can figure this out.
No,
you got us.
I got you?
Yeah.
They're both hunting peckers.
Both hunting peckers.
Oh, you sad puppy. That's kind of funny.
Now.
Yahoo.
Now, let me see.
All right, should we get rid of Wynn now and continue on with our show, Dennis?
if there's any gay people listening to the show, please don't be offended by that. That had nothing to do with anyone's sexual preference. It just had to do with a little double entendre, okay? Let me see. Thinking of another joke here. God.
Please don't.
What is an octopus's favorite gospel song?
Favorite gospel song.
Favorite gospel.
Yeah, wind's on a cell, so it might cut in and out. We've got...
under the sea.
That's a good guess, okay? No. Jara will really like this answer. Put your hand in the hand in the hand in the hand in the hand of the man that crossed the water.
I do like that. I mean, it is really bad, but I like it. I mean, I always like that one.
I bet your mother likes that one.
That's a good one, actually. Yeah.
And then, I'm not going to throw any more. Come on, Don, tell a joke. Let me hear it.
Honestly, I am such a poor joke teller. I either am witty in the moment or I can't be witty. I just can't tell a joke. I can't rehash something that was funny in a moment ago and somehow retell it and make it funnier or as funny as it was. I'm just very bad at that. My father was my father could do it. I just don't have that knack.
Mm-hmm. But when was the last time you were witty in the moment? I can't remember. I noticed how everybody laughed when I said that. They must have thought it was funny.
Well,
I can remember times when you've been drunk in the moment, okay?
Good memories.
Last week. But that's okay. We had fun.
I always have fun.
Yeah, I just want to tell our audience, though, that was not the real Don last week, okay? You know, those of you that listened and made judgments, that was the drunk Don tempting to see if you would make a judgment.
I didn't catch last week.
You didn't? Well, you sent me an email. You said you weren't going to listen to us anymore because Don was getting drunk.
Well, that was just one week.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving.
There's got to be some way I can somehow get out of this radio program. And you guys are seeing it live in action. I kid you not. I mean, I've actually told Wynn that I am so busy and I have so little time to get down and enjoy myself. And I've also told him I just can't do radio. But he says, no, we're going to do a program or I'm not going to do one. And I'm like, hey, all right. Well,
Don, the last time I tried to do a meditation hour on the show, you got drunk and kept interrupting.
See, I personally to me, I got to tell you, I don't have much to say anymore on the air. You know, I want to get out and, have someone in here working and me getting out on a weekend. I want to get out. You know, I really do. I want to get out a little bit, spend a little time out there, and I want to, and that's what this is built. We've grown so huge, folks, I got to tell you. I could have done this. I'm just a workaholic. But
Don, you're sounding like all my emails now.
Well,
you know that?
I'll tell you this.
I get 30 emails a day saying we've grown so huge.
Yeah, we're just there. I can't keep up anymore. And as far as, the radio programming, see, we have people that are taking care of a lot of this now. And so it gives me a little more time, but it also, there's parts to this radio program, getting on the air every week, steady every week. I've done that for 2 years. I don't want to do it anymore because I just don't have it. Here's the funny part. Somewhere along the line, I lost a lot of my belief. And I just want to take action and get out there and stop this criminal organization from taking over our government, from taking over our minds. And I've come to a point in my life where it's more important to take action than to talk about being fluffy, fluffy and wonderful, wonderful and to do all, it's great. But I look out there in the world today, Wynn. And I see that we can take much more action, and we can start penetrating a lot of this if we just spend the time taking the action to do it. And that's what I'm geared towards these days. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a guru. I'm not your spiritual advisor. I can't give you any advice. You've got to get it from yourself. If people haven't learned that by now, then, you know, they got to get it from themselves, the real answers.
But Don, are you not me?
Am I you?
Yeah.
Part of you.
So if I get it from
the party,
you.
Yeah.
You're not all of me. You're just part of me.
I'm the part of you.
Well, I'm glad we have Jara and Dennis on the line. They're cheering us up.
Well, you know, I just had a thought during all of that, and, you know, perhaps it could be the Den and Win show.
You know, I got to tell you, see, here's the thing. What we need to do is start advertising for a new host on this co-host for Win. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, we're starting it right now.
I mean, you know what I mean, Win? Get someone on here and play ball with them, and I might jump in once a month or something.
You don't want to be my co-host anymore?
Well, it's so tough for me to get on the air. I've been telling you this for so long. You got to feel it by now. It's
and
tough
after
for
that,
me.
He'll be begging to get back on.
Well, if I ever want to get on the air, folks, I can.
But you know, George.
But I don't want to be on the air. This is for better people that have really. They have a mission. They have something to say. They want to impart their wisdom, and be it me to take one of their hours up to do that.
So who should be my co-host? Zany Mystic?
You know, there are great co-hosts out there. That's what I'm trying to say. We've got the shows of the century. The programming on our network is second to nobody. And I would like to spend the time highlighting all that. And now that we have the team being built in L.A., and we've got several more people aboard down there, and we're going to bring another person on aboard here, it's going to take on a different flavor, different life. I'm happy.
But, Don, I have this nostalgia with you, okay?
I know.
You realize that? You know, and you know what? If it was the Win and Dennis show, we would lose our number one fan.
Well, you're just substituting the E for the O, and so it's not too bad.
Well, why don't we call it the Dion show? So that way,
you know what we could do? I mean, if you really wanted to continue a show, we would have to do it someday during the week, maybe morning hours or something. Something not on the weekend for me, because I'm going to start giving the weekends to my kids. They're out, folks. They're out in Disneyland. I feel so saddened when I say this. My oldest child is 9 years old, and I've never went to a game with him. Never went out with him. Never went to a school event with him. You must think, I mean, it looks like I'm a bad father, but I'm a great dad. I spend the quality moments with him when I can. But I'm a workaholic, and that's been a feverish thing that's not healthy. And weekends, they're out in Disney World with grandma, the surviving grandma, and, I mean, one of the surviving grandfolks, because they're passing away, and I'm not there again. Now, see, weekends for me, I want my weekends back. I want to be able to get down, cut loose, have my weekends, and I need them. I need me to come back to me a little bit. I'm starting to lose me in this show and all the. I love it. I love you, but I need to focus on a few things now, and that is. Allowing what's happening to BBS Network to allow and unfold as these other people come aboard and start to bring it into full tilt. And allowing me to take a little time where it's necessary, giving it back to those who love me so dearly and never get to see me. And yet I'm always around.
Now Fred Bell said we have the best show on the network.
We have a very highly listened to show, yes. That's why any co-host would love to co-host with you.
Oh, no. They listen because of you, not because of me.
No.
I tell people not to listen. I say my co-host is My co-host is drunk. Don't bother listening.
They'll call it the Don and Vin show
you're
anyway.
Just, you're just bringing us more listeners, you idiot.
Yeah, they all want to come in and see, is Don going to be drunk this week or not? Is he going to be offending me? Yes or not? Right? All right. Well, all right, Don. You can leave now. I'll finish the show with Dennis.
Wow, okay.
Your wishes have been granted.
No, that's great. No, believe me, because I love you. I love the program. I'm going to be back a few times. But
why don't we just record the show during the week instead of doing it live?
This
Nobody
is a live schedule. Every programs on this network are meant to be live. If they're going to be canned, they go to Station 3. That's the facts. They can pre-record a show.
Don, you want to know something? This is your network.
It's not my network. See, that's where you're getting it wrong. There are people that are a part of it, and I'm one of those people now. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a great thing. Trust me. I believe in the people that I work with and the people that are coming aboard. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it means that a lot more things are going to be more out of my hands and in other people's hands, where I believe it's best suited.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're about to grow, man. Look out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to afford me a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take it. I deserve it. I truly do. And I need it. And I've wanted it for a while.
Maybe we'll do the Wynn and Terry show.
Yeah.
The Wynn and Terry show.
And, folks, next week you'll be tuning in to the Welcome Back Don show.
You know, the problem is if I did the Wynn and Terry show... Do you know what would happen? Don would be interrupting every 15 minutes. You say, well, I heard that. What are you doing? You know, we couldn't even talk about him behind his back.
Can you hold for a bit while I grab another beer, please?
Oh, God.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So, Dennis.
Yeah?
You missed your chance. This was your chance to be funny live, and you blew it.
Well, you know... That's absolutely true. What I'm going to do right now is get back into the zone. You see, that is exactly what you were talking about right at the beginning of the program is exactly true.
What's
it's
that?
Getting into that zone.
The self-worth thing or the... Did you hear me talking about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the show, first five
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Yeah.
And... I feel that no matter what, whether it's doing a piece of music
mm-hmm.
or connecting with your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back. Your higher self is here.
Hey, Dennis.
Sorry. Did I miss what was being said? Or did I interject at the best time?
We were talking about what Dennis's favorite beer was.
Well, getting into the zone.
What is your favorite beer?
My favorite beer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that would have to be a microbrewery, and it used to be, well, let's see.
I drink Henry Weinhardt's Private Reserve.
Ooh.
Now, it's affordable and delicious.
Cup of Creamore.
I think it would be very good. Don, you know what I would suggest to you? I would suggest that you take the weekends off and you hire somebody, but wherever you are, you take Saturday night.
Yeah, that's already been done. That's already coming in the works.
Yeah, but no. Take Saturday night, just call in and let somebody else engineer it, and be relaxed, and we'll do the Don and Wynn show wherever you are. That's what I do.
I'll give it some thought.
I mean, we might even do a better show. If your wife wouldn't mind.
No promises.
Would your wife mind?
Absolutely.
She wouldn't want you to take the hour off?
She'd say, who are you hosting the show with? Then I'd have to tell her. And well, she won't go for that.
She won't go for what?
Is Dennis still here?
Oh, yeah.
Dennis?
I'm fascinated.
Are you? Because
yes.
Here's what I was thinking we would do.
Dennis and Jara are very pleased because they're getting all this time on the air and we're not charging them.
I was thinking that if we were to do some form of a poll as to who should co-host with Winfrey out of all the program hosts, and we just allow that the winner of the poll to co-host the program with you.
Why don't we turn the Don and Win show into a forum of any show hosts that want to show up, and a free forum, and we'll just have a topic and we'll discuss it, and they can all promote their own shows at the same time. They can try to win our audience.
Yeah, I'll win. Don't worry. We'll make it work. We might have to move it to a different time slot. But if you really want to make it work, we can do it. But, we'd have to move it to...
You know, Don, you are in my movie, okay?
You're in my dreams. All right? Serious?
I don't know. That could be dangerous.
I don't know. You look a little cuter in my dreams.
All right.
No, folks, look, we'll try that. We'll let the engineer and I'll call in and let them do that. We could try that.
Try what?
Letting an engineer here and me calling in if I'm on the road. But if I can't make it for the, you know, here and there, then...
I don't have a problem doing a show myself. You know that.
All right.
I just have a problem doing a show myself and having you interrupt what I think.
All right. Well, then we'll do it that way. We'll let the engineer run it. Because next week, I'm hoping to have some. It might not be next week. I'm not sure when this person's going to be ready because they're going to be having to make a move in order to do this. So I'm hoping within 2 weeks. Because it's an in-house person.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move into the area.
Very good. They're going to move into your house?
Well, what do you mean in my house?
Well, you said it's an in-house person.
Well, in-house, in the office. They're going to have to come to the studio.
They're not going to move in with you.
Well, if they do, I'll have to get my wife's permission and my kids. Guess that'll depend.
Dennis, Jara's the...
You know, all my employees don't have to move in with me.
In the past, that was the only way you could afford to trade with them, so... It's understandable. I want you guys to know, I'm kidding, Don, but BBS is on the verge of a huge breakthrough of success. And I think it's going to be very... Don, we don't want to quit the...
Did you read that in one of your 5 emails that was sent to you today?
I'm sorry.
Isn't that what you said or something?
You think I read your emails? God.
I never send you emails.
Actually, Don never signs the emails. He says, warmest regards, BBS Management.
Oh, you mean on the host list that comes out every few days or whenever we keep them updated?
Yeah.
Yeah, either me or Seth, or type it in, sure.
But he actually, when he says warmest regards, I actually have a warm feeling from him. There's actually some sincerity in that.
Well, thank you.
It's shift, and then when he gets on the show, he loses that sincerity. Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just a bad guy. Somehow, when I get on this show, I lose it.
You lose it?
Yeah.
Now,
that's why I'm bowing out gracefully.
Are you
because I've been
out?
Told often enough I lose it.
Are you bowing out?
I told myself often enough I've lost it.
Uh-huh.
I'm somewhere in between.
I thought you loved this show.
I love you, buddy.
You love me, but you don't love the show?
Dennis? Jara?
Yeah.
We're going to let you go because we got 15 minutes. I'm going to see if someone else wants to use the phone and call us.
There we go.
All right. I love you.
Love you.
Be good. Be good.
Well,
all
guys,
right.
This could be the Goodbye Don show. Does anyone out there love us enough to say we want Don? Call us up. Hildy, call us up. This is your chance.
I don't know. I personally think the management is going to step on me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why is that? They're not going to want you to do the Don and Win show?
No, they're going
to
say, get off here. That's what I think.
Did they already bring that up?
I'm telling you what I think.
Uh-huh. Well, you can do
get that. Get that bum off the air. They're going to say, get that bum off the air. He has no right being there. Get him off those airwaves. He stinks. And I'm going to have to comply.
Oh, but you got to tell them we're Fred Bell's favorite show.
That's it. Oh, see? You almost let the cat out of the bag.
What's that? Hey.
Okay, I'll tell them.
Hey, I got to tell you a couple of things that I'm doing. Okay?
All right.
First of all, I'm in a movie.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to tell you where to go look at the trailer right now. Okay?
You're in a movie.
I'm going to tell you, and there may be some of my songs in the movie. I got an email yesterday from the producer. The movie's not coming out until 2008.
No way!
But they put a trailer together for the movie, and I'm in the trailer, okay?
The real you?
Huh?
All right! Oh, diggity dog.
The real me.
You're in a trailer. Did anyone get pictures?
You can actually go look on the internet and look at the trailer, and you'll see me.
Excellent. Double wide?
Huh?
No, go ahead.
So, you believe me, Don?
Absolutely. I think that's doable.
So I'll give you the website, okay? I'll give you the website where you can go look at it. It's called Metaphysia. .com.
I know the group.
You know the group? Sean
absolutely,
Fisher.
I know the group.
Yeah.
I know the group, of course.
Yeah,
in fact, they did a film with several of the hosts, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
And then a documentary.
Yeah.
And then they did, is it Marin Studios?
What's that?
Marin Studios?
Marin Studios, that's
Marin
right.
Studios, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, we all want that.
Good guys. Really like those guys. I remember
really
talking
nice.
To them quite a long time ago, actually, but just
yeah.
Fantastic people.
Now, do you know what Sean's vision was?
Sure.
He wanted to drive, he was going to go around and just interview people.
Right. He explained that when we first talked.
Yeah. And he was finding out.
And he made it happen.
There was this subculture of people that were all saying the same thing. I think this is very powerful. If you look at the trailer, he has gotten great energy in that trailer. I was really surprised when they first actually filmed me. I wasn't thinking
you didn't know how good looking you were.
No, I don't think I had a bad day. So I don't think I looked too good on it. But nonetheless,
you good looking.
When he
I bet you're gonna look hot in that trailer.
Yeah. But when he filmed me, I said, you know, this is just going to be some little thing. But I think his film may actually get a lot of attention. It, you know, the way the energy in the trailer is amazing.
How's the heat?
And so go look at it, metaphysia.com.
Metaphysia.com.
Mm-hmm. You can watch the trailer right there and see yours truly. You know who else is on there? Sean Morton.
John Morton.
David Wilcox is on there.
David Wilcox. I like that boy.
David Wilcox, the guy who wrote the book.
Wilcox, right. Yes, I really like that boy.
Edgar Casey.
Mm-hmm.
And who else is on there? I can't remember. But, you know, lots of people. Jay-Z Knight's on there. And so we were all having dinner at the Marina Marriott, and Terry started channeling right at dinner, and they were filming it. I don't know if that's going to be on there or not, but it was pretty interesting.
Wow. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool stuff.
Now, I'll tell you another interesting thing I'm doing this week. You remember Matthew? I don't have a website up for this, but I'm going to put it up probably in the next day or so. Remember Matthew, who we had on the show?
You mean Matthew.
Might have been drunk that night, so you didn't pay attention.
Might have been.
He had something called the Circle Center in Fairfax, California.
Mm.
And he had a little New Age community.
Right.
You don't remember, do you?
No, I was probably drunk.
Okay, well, Matthew and I are going to do a conference call Wednesday evening where he's going to be channeling and answering questions for people right on the call. It'll be very interesting. Anyone wants to partake of that?
I can't remember that.
You can't remember?
I was drunk.
You were drunk. Okay, well, that proves it, right? Well,
Definitely drunk.
And do you drink when Seth is around?
I drink all the time. I'm a boozer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I don't have a drink in front of me, I'm hurting. My toes start to hurt. I can't take that.
Does your wife mind?
Does she mind?
Yeah.
Not a bit. Actually, she puts it in the water jug.
She puts it in the what?
The water jug.
The water jug? She puts the booze?
Yeah. You know, it's like this little thing with a hose attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you drink beer? You drink hard liquor? What do you
We just mix the stuff. Throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Now, you're going to ruin your reputation.
I got a reputation to ruin? All right. Well, I'm doing better than I was.
You got all these backers. You got all these backers. You're going to be a big deal, and here you're committing on the air that you're a drunk.
Oh God, really?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm right. Committing that. You know, I got to tell you, it's funny because if I'm a drunk, you're the only one committing me to that. I'm saying you're the only one who would commit me to that, because I don't think anybody would agree with you. But hold on. We have someone on the air with us.
Don?
Hi, Mother. How are you?
Well, you know, people might start believing that you are drunk if you
don't. Well, you know, they got to know me by now, you know.
Well,
if they
don't
if they're just tuning in, then they're just having too much fun.
Well, I wouldn't.
You know, you got to give this win a hard time, Mother, because this win deserves it. He deserves a good spanking now and again, Mother.
Oh, he does.
You bet he does, because,
well,
you know, and then there's only me to give it to him, and I love to give it to him.
I see.
You know, what do you think?
Well, as I say, people just start might believing you that you are a real drunk.
Yeah.
I know you have the idea, but I don't consider that to be a drunk.
Well, Wynn's got a movie now, Mom. He's probably, he's probably maybe the town drunk in the movie by now. He's probably got me liquored up in some saloon singing country songs.
Oh, right.
You know, with some kind of hat on.
Right.
You never know with his Wynn character.
Well, I hear you want to make yourself a little more free time for your family, which I am sure they would appreciate.
I'm looking forward to seeing you here on Thanksgiving, and that's one.
Oh, I do too.
Are you going up to Don's house for Thanksgiving, Hildy?
Pardon me?
Are you coming down to visit Don for Thanksgiving?
No, I don't think I could travel that far anymore, but he's coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, good.
Yeah.
Hildy.
Now, we have a minute before we got to close, so.
Wait a second. Why are you coming to your son's defense? Okay? You know how he is.
Well, now who knows him better than his mother?
Yeah, but, you know, mothers won't tell the truth.
Probably his wife does, but she wouldn't put up with it. I assure you.
So did he drink when he was young?
Well, don't every teenager try?
Yeah, who was the worst drunk, him or Doug?
He didn't get away with it for too long.
Who drank more, Don or Doug?
Well, I think they both had the out beer when they were out.
Both of them were just as bad, huh?
Well, we got about 30 seconds.
All right, Hildy, we have to call in the light. Are you going to stay on the line with us?
Please.
Yes, I will.
Wonderful.
Okay. Okay, this is like
love you both. Take care.
Hold
love
on, stay
too.
With us, Mother, and I love
I
you too dearly.
You stay on the line, Hildy.
Of course.
Okay. Now, this is where we do our group energy, putting together our energies with all those sources on the other side. And there's a chance here for healing the planet, healing ourselves. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person listening to us tonight, and to Don, Hildy, and myself, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. We now join our energies together, those of us on the air, and we invite everyone listening to join with us right now. And we invite those group souls, those positive energies, the Christed energies, to also join with our energies right now. We create this huge mass ball of energy. We surround ourselves with this. We surround our planet. We hold this energy, and right now think of someone that you would like to send it to. Someone that could use some healing, some upliftment, right now. Just see their picture in your mind's eye. Okay. We send this light for healing around the world, for interventions from the other side, to stop anything negative it's in the highest good to stop. And we send this light to Don and his wife and to Hildy. Hildy, would you like to add something?
Well, bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mother. All right, folks. Thank you, Wynn. That was another wonderful program brought to you by the Wynn and Don Show. We will be up next with a fireside chat, Zany Mystic. You guys know you don't want to miss that. That's a program unlike any other. And the Zany Mystic always does an excellent program, so stick around. It only gets better at PBS Radio. And thank you for tuning in.